If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Evening, as always, Friday nights, 9 to 11 Eastern. This is Things Not Seen on the Conservative Nation Radio Network, conservativenationradio.org. Please visit us and bookmark us and favorite us and spread the word about us, if you would. We would really appreciate that because we like what we do, and we hope you enjoy it as well. 718-305-7176 is the phone number to call. Talk to me or any of our show hosts, but right now it's me, so you're stuck with it. 718-305-7176. Things Not Seen radio program. Please visit us on Facebook at Conservative Nation Radio, and then my show page at Things Not Seen Show. Right, and Twitter, of course, at CNR Show is our address, and then you can always hashtag CNR Show or Things Not Seen. Email me if you'd like, Christopher at ConservativeNationRadio.org. That's CHRISTOPHER. ConservativeNationRadio.org. Of course, this is the Trinity Media Studios. I'll be talking about them a little bit later on. So thanks for joining me once again here for 2 hours. And hopefully I can educate, enlighten, entertain, maybe brighten your mood. Anything positive, I'll take it. Okay? All right. Good. And tonight's going to be pretty cool. We've got a guest calling in, Campaign for Liberty. They are hard at work all over this nation, trying to basically stop bad stuff from happening, which is, we'll take any of that help that we can get here, because the left is on the march, especially with this gun business, and it's getting scarier by the day with state-by-state legislatures getting really dangerous, getting forceful and ballsy, whatever you want to say. They're progressing, okay? They're progressive. They're progressing to their goals. So Campaign for Liberty definitely is helping all over in that fight. So Mr. Eric Boy will be calling us tonight, and we'll be talking to him. And please feel free to call in when he's on the air to ask him questions. Not a problem. Also tonight, there's a real, real interesting and poignant letter written by a Columbine survivor. You probably remember the Columbine school shooting from the 90s. And there was someone who was there, lived through it, and is not happy with the president's policy. And he wrote him directly, and we'll read that to you. It's very, very interesting. Should give you a new perspective on the whole thing. The war on women, of course, is has opened a new front now. There's suggestions from elected officials on how females should defend themselves without guns. It involves a lot of bodily functions. In case you haven't heard about this, I will fully inform you. Might want to put the kids to bed if they're not already, but it's out there. And I thought it was A, funny. B, terrible. C, pathetic. So we'll get into that. Tim Tebow and media brainwashing. There was an incident that happened this week. Mr. Tebow, his controversy follows this guy everywhere for no reason at all. But it does, because the left hates him. And he did something this week that prompted a response in the media that I thought was just a fascinating study of what we're up against, the incredible subtlety of it all is really stunning. And we want to bring that to your attention. And also Bible time / science time. There was a little ditty that I wrote up on my blog a couple of days ago that I think it's important to read to you. I think it's you want to talk about an interesting intellectual exercise. Wait till I flesh that out a little bit. And hopefully you enjoyed it as much as I do, because it's super, super deep stuff, okay? A lot of heavy physics involved, and I don't know, I think that's fun and cool. So people are probably rolling their eyes or passing out from boredom as we speak. But I think it's totally fascinating, and the Bible says a lot about it, and it has to do with the name of the show, basically. Things not seen. What does it mean? The dimensions all around us and the unseen stuff that's going on constantly. All right, so that should be neat. I look forward to that. We'll get that in the second hour. And Rand Paul, at it again, this crazy man. He dared to do the unthinkable this week. That's right. He gave the taxpayers a refund. He's the only that I know of. He's the only senator that has done this, and hopefully won't be the last, but probably will be. The Senate, as each senator has a budget for their staff, for their office that they're given at the beginning of the term per year. It's an outrageous number. It's like $1 million. It's hundreds and thousands of dollars. It's crazy. We'll get into the specifics, but Rand shows some fiscal restraint, and not only that, but doesn't use it all and actually gives it back, which is, man, we need more of that, right? So we'll get into that. And then finally, what I want to lead off with is the sequestration business. I'm calling it sequestration and the Republican sacred cow of the Pentagon. It's the truth. The truth is that, of course, Democrats and the left have a farm full of sacred cows, a whole gaggle of them, and you're not allowed to touch anything, right? We hear this all the time. How could you cut spending for X, Y, and Z, A, B, and C? First responders, little children, old ladies, the infirmed, air traffic controllers, policemen, single mothers, the poor, the middle class, small business. I don't know. You know, it goes on and on and on and on and on. First of all, we know the truth that the left thinks every problem can be solved by spending money and growing the government. And of course, as we know, we need to speak in one-liners nowadays, my fellow conservative. The one-liner that you need is The bigger the government, the smaller the citizen. It's a continuum. Bigger the government, smaller the citizen. The less free we are, the bigger the government gets. It's not a hard concept, right? I mean, it's not an abstraction. It's a simple fact. How can you? Who has the rights? Who has the ability to make the choices? Not hard. Anyways, so we must be honest about this stuff, in that the Republican Party, and I've never had to consider myself part of the party. I've been an independent my whole life. I registered Republican to vote in primaries. I'm proud to do that, and I am. The third party is not happening, not for a long time at least, until there's a mass exodus from both major parties. And those people who do leave all agree on a mission, which ain't going to happen, folks. Anyways, my recommendation is stay in the R's if you're conservative and vote. Make your voice heard in the primaries, because that's where the change is really going to happen, where we get the rhinos out of here. Anyways, the Pentagon, the military spending, no one's a bigger fan of the military than me. I'm sorry, it's true. Call me what you like. But the point is, the sequestration thing cuts a bunch of money out of the Pentagon. So what? So what? I don't care what the civilian leadership or even the military leadership says. You have to understand, all these generals and admirals and all this stuff, the dudes who run the show are political people. They are politicians. They're not fighting on the front lines. They're not normal people like you and me. They want money, money, money. It never ends. It's just like any other government agency. There's tons of waste, fraud, and abuse. Tons. And that even came out this week about some kind of study of, what was it, ducks? Or I mean, something completely outrageous. And military wastes it like crazy. So they can stand to be cut too, folks. Sorry. Just because you cut the Pentagon's budget doesn't mean you're compromising national security. It's a dumb statement. I can't take it anymore. It's just like the left. It's the same damn thing. So cut it out, please. We cannot afford this stuff, literally and figuratively. We can't afford to be speaking like that. Just because it's something that we support doesn't mean you throw unlimited money at it. And this whole, remember, the bottom line of this is sequestration, these cuts against everything, is that it's nothing. It's inconsequential to the budget, such that it is the budget. There are total outlays, are trillions of dollars of spending. This is, what was it, less than 2%? It's less than nothing. It's a joke. This could happen every year, for year after year after year after year, and still nothing would happen, because this is not an actual cut. It's just a projection of growth. And it's less growth. This is Washington speak. Okay? Cuts in growth are not cuts in spending. And that's what's going on here. So this sequestration thing better happen. If it doesn't, it better happen. Quick point about from our chat room, by the way. Please join us in the chat room. If you don't want to call, no problem. 718-305-7176, or just drop by conservativenationradio.org. Listen live. Boom, chat room. Obama did think of this, but the reason he thought of it, remember, is to scare the Republicans into not going through with it. He figured this was the one thing that they would never allow to be cut. And that still might be a correct calculation. We still have a week to go. We'll see. But no, it's true that it was his idea, but at the same time, we can't have any sacred cows, okay? We've got to cut everything. Okay, so we're all patriots here, right, folks? And we're all heartbroken when we heard the news that former U.S. Navy SEAL and combat sniper Chris Kyle had been killed in Texas at a rifle range earlier this month. Of course, circumstances were tragic, but Chris's accomplishments in the defense of our nation are downright legendary. So since his memory must never be forgotten, there's a sculptor named Gregory Mara, M-A-R-R-A, that is now completing a life-size bronze sculpture to be placed in permanent memoriam to Chris in Texas. So we're asking you to please help American patriots with this fitting tribute to an American hero. Go to gregmarastudios.net. That's G-R-E-G-M-A-R-R-A studios.net. Make a generous donation or mail what you can to Gregory Mara Studios, 5005 76th Street, East Bradenton, Florida, 434203. That's 5005 76th Street, East Bradenton, Florida, 34203. And American patriots everywhere will thank you. And we will be right back.
Things not seen.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
In the classic fairy tale, Cinderella's dream comes true because the glass slipper fits.
It fits.
In our world, the right fit can be just as important.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in there.
Especially when it comes to car seats. Always choose a car seat that's the right fit for your child's age and size.
Oh, that does make a difference.
To make sure your little pumpkin gets there safely every time.
Happy to see you. Thank you.
Remember, you're responsible for protecting your children. Their happily ever afters are in your hands. For even more information about choosing the right car seat, visit safercar.gov/the right seat. This message has been brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony Farad, recording artist, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Music is one of the most important things in my life, but nothing is more important than life itself. So choose a designated driver. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
How I long to hear you sing beneath the clear blue skies.
Public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
Things Not Seen has returned.
Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
Yes, Manti's back with you. Things Not Radio program on the air. It's Friday night. I really appreciate your and your minds. 718-305-7176 is the phone number to join me. 718-305-7176. And I would love it. And please, if you're listening on podcasts after the fact, we love you also. And in fact, my ratings, I've been checking, they're tremendous on these downloads. So for whatever reason, people don't aren't around right now to listen. Hey, that's fine with me. It still counts. So thank you very much. 718-305-7176, conservativenationradio.org. For this show and every show of ours on nearly every day of the week, just go there, click on Listen Live. Bring you right to the broadcast. Okay, man, you can email me if you want. Don't want to call Christopher at conservativenationradio.org. And also remember traditionalamericanmovement.com, our partner. And of course, trinitymediaonline.com. Twitter them at Trin Media. So, like I was mentioning a minute ago, Rand Paul has actually dealt with a budget, his own, that they give senators. And didn't spend it all, which is amazing in and of itself. But more amazing is he didn't just sit on the money or save it or put it in some account somewhere. I don't know what you do with it. He gives it back to the Treasury. Let me read this article to you to tell you the specifics. Rand Paul cuts the feds a giant check, literally. He did this last year too, actually. And so what if it's politically expedient and less than a drop in the bucket gesture? It's about leaving no stone unturned on the quest for more fiscally prudent bureaucracy, and I am 100% for it. This is via hotair.com, Erica Johnson. CNN says, Senator Rand Paul cut another six-figure check to the United States Treasury Wednesday, taking the money he said he didn't need from his office's budget to make a tiny dent in the nation's massive federal debt. By the way, media bias alert, tiny dent, that's not necessary. This is a magnanimous gesture. You don't have to minimize it. Continuing, we watch every purchase, Paul, a Republican from Kentucky, said in an event to an oversized check of $600,000. We watch what computers we buy, what paper we buy, the ink cartridges. We treat money like it's our money or your money, and we look at every expenditure. The $600,000 reflects more than 20% of Paul's annual office budget, according to a press release. Paul's office returned $500,000 about this time last year, adding up to a grand total over $1 million in savings just his 2 years in the Senate. Again, taking the time to bother with even the itty-bitty chunk of the federal budget allotted to you to buy may be a small thing, but it's a good one. What if all Congress people, administrators, officials, agencies, bureaus, and departments were this frugal instead of operating under the current use-it-or-lose-it mentality? It can be done, and that could very quickly amount to billions of dollars in government savings. It isn't entitlement reform, but it ain't nothing either. Federal entities have pretty much zero incentive to save money since the faceless, endless, quote-unquote, supply of taxpayer dollars provides for their budget. But what if we could shift the federal government toward a more business model, free market-based structure? Senator Paul already has one such idea on the books, giving bonuses to federal employees who find potential savings in their departments. And it could be a great way to get that slow-moving, big-spending bureaucracy off its entitled collective backside and actually encourage innovation and efficiency. More, please. Mixing up the chemical makeup of the federal bureaucracy may very well be a long shot, but it's a longer shot still if nobody bothers to even suggest it. Fiscal conservatism for the win. Great job on Rand Paul's part. I mean, you really can't poo-poo that at all, can you? Even though they just tried in the CNN version of the article. Oh, my goodness. It's just, after all, it's a tiny dent. It really doesn't mean anything, but, you know, it's nice, I guess. It's like a penny. This is how bloated and dysfunctional the way we run our country has become. That $800,000 or $600,000 plus another $500,000 last year, over $1 million from one senator is no big deal. Return to the Treasury. Return to the Treasury that, I mean, it's not technically back to the taxpayer. The Treasury is never going to cut that check back to the people of Kentucky in his case or any of the rest of us. However, that saves money. That's what we want, right? That's what we send these folks here to do, especially those of them who ran as fiscal conservatives or Tea Party types, or just Republicans in general. They're supposed to be principled on matters of money, right? Obviously, some of them lie, some of them change, some of them just don't bother. I don't know, but it almost never works out that we have fiscally responsible people once they get there and see $1 million budget or $10 million or $100 million. It means nothing to them anymore. They lose the knowledge of what a dollar is. They lose that inherent feel that they would feel real fine if they were at home like the rest of us schlubs trying to make a buck. They know what it's worth. That's a good point about like printers and ink. I mean, that's a I have a printer. I bought it because the ink is the cheapest. That's why I bought it. Because if I kept running out, like, this is ridiculous. I'm not spending this much just on ink. Point is, if you're intelligent fiscally, if you have a mind that doesn't want to waste your money, God forbid someone else's, which wouldn't you want to be more careful with someone else's? I mean, geez, I don't know. Maybe I'm just weird like that. But hooray for Rand. It's really, really good stuff. 718-305-7176. 718-305-7176 is the phone number to talk to me tonight till 11 p.m. Eastern every Friday, 25 after the hour now. Be here, like I say, till 11. So please give me a buzz or a chat or an email, Christopher@conservativenationradio.com. Got my email open right here, man. I can see you dudes if you come on in. So feel free to do that. I would love to have you talk on this topic that I'm on or anything else that you can think of. I can't imagine something I wouldn't engage in. So please feel free, okay? And soon to come, we're going to talk about Tim Tebow here in this another game that the media is playing. And we've got a special guest from Campaign for Liberty calling up, a lot of gun control stuff. And then later on, like I say, I have a Bible/science study. I don't know what to call it, a thesis? Not even that. It's just something to make you think a lot. A lot. Hopefully you'd like to do that. I don't know. Friday nights, people maybe just want to shut down and have a drink. I don't know. But if I can't, you can. Okay? That's the rules. 718-305-7176 is the number. Again, just real quick, again, just to wrap up what I was saying in the first segment about this sequestration stupidness. If we don't, I agree with some who said, if we can't do this, we're never going to do it. We're never going to cut anything. It's pretty simple because the law is on the books now. You don't have to vote for it. You don't have to get anything through. It's already done. It's already done. And the president can't stop it because even if his party controls the Senate, they don't control the House. So if it doesn't get past the House in this case, then it's DOA. No reason to change it. What's the reason to change it? I don't get it. Why would you want to strike a bargain in this case? Who's losing? This is kind of what you want, right? Even the left. It's always talking about, oh, well, you right-wingers never want to cut that military. Why don't you ever want to cut that? Okay, let's do it. You think they'd be all for it? All of a sudden, no, furloughs, first responders. They just don't want to cut anything ever because it wilts their power, bottom line. The smaller the government, the less power they have. That is the goal of leftism, accumulating power. And, of course, you're the ones with the power, so you're the victim or the attacked party. Don't say you're a victim, ever. Not a good idea. I won't do it here. Okay, Things Not Seen is what you're listening to. And I am Christopher Manta, your humble host, here every Friday. 9 to 11, Conservative Nation Radio Network, conservativenationradio.org. Please go there, bookmark, favorite, spread the word, tell your friends. Come back every day. There's a new show for you, either live or recorded. So at your convenience. And we're still on, of course, social media like crazy, Facebook and Twitter, Facebook Conservative Nation Radio, and myself at Things Not Seen Show, Twitter CNR Show. And, of course, hit up Trinity Media Online as well. That is a studio where I'm broadcasting from this and every week. I wish I had I didn't have time to bring it on here before the show, but there was a letter talking about this the sequestration deal, but it was pretty funny, but I don't have it, so forget it. All right, 30 minutes after the hour, this is the Things Not Seen program. And let's assume now that you're listening to conservativenationradio.org, that you are a conservative. You love America. You love our Constitution, just like we do. And since that's the case, you're going to want a supply depot to get everything from books to bumper stickers to patriotic T-shirts to flags. You want to show what you believe off, right? You want to represent. You don't want to hide it anymore. You want to stand up and be counted. Your pipeline to all that good stuff is right here, conservativenationradio.org. Just go to the website, click on the Patriot Depot banner. It's a big banner on the front page, Patriot Depot. They'll take you to the world's best-known warehouse for all of your conservative revolution needs. So wave your flag and proudly display your love for America and the conservative revolution starting right now. Just go to conservativenationradio.org, click on Patriot Banner, Patriot Depot banner, Patriot Depot banner, and join Conservative Revolution, Real Conservatism for Real Conservatism. And we will be back in just a moment.
Things not seen.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here? Cool. Who's asking? I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Stop.
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like. Consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think you would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, liberals. Why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
Welcome back to Things Not Seen radio program. Rocking out with you every Friday night, 9 to 11 Eastern. 718-305-7176 is the number. 718-305-7176. Please give me a call at your leisure. We'll be here, I say, till 11, so stay up with me. Hopefully we can entertain, enlighten, make you think a little, and pass the time. Pour the drink of choice, put on the fire, gas or wood, whatever you got. Or if you don't have anything, turn on your stove. I don't know. Roast some marshmallows. Whatever floats your boat. Be happy to spend the Friday night with you. 718-305-7176. That's a pet peeve. Why do I keep saying that? 305. It's 718-305. Don't you hate when people say O instead of zero? I hate myself when I say it. Just such an habit, such an old habit. But that's all right. We'll get over it. ConservativeNationRadio.org. Please visit. And we will get back into the show. Okay, Tim Tebow. Now, I'm a football man, as you know, or you may not know. Tim Tebow is... I loved him in college. He's one of the great college quarterbacks. big game. He got, you know, his best performances were the bigger the game, the better he played. Tremendous short yardage runner. Tremendous goal line running back, basically. But he had a funny throwing motion. And so people were concerned about him as a quarterback. Just so happens that he's a very unapologetic Christian. Very nice guy, by all accounts. Genuine. Not a phony. But he wears his faith on his sleeve. So what? We need more Tim Tebows in the world. Fact is, he's never going to be a starting quarterback again, I don't think. As his release is too slow, he takes too many sacks and stuff like that. But anyway, aside from football, Tim Tebow was he canceled this week, but he was supposed to speak to a Dallas, huge church in Dallas, Texas, called First Baptist Church. And, it's one of these mega churches, all right? Thousands of people every week. And the pastor there has made some comments. From what I've seen, I mean, look, he believes they're all biblical stances. So how can you fault the guy? I don't care if you agree with him or not. The pastor is what he's supposed to do, right? Well, here's the article. And I wanted to specifically reference this one from USA Today. This is the first one I saw. This came out yesterday. But then they revised it, and you'll see why. You can't find the original anymore. Here it is, USA Today. Tim Tebow cancels appearance at Church of Controversial Pastor. Author is Chris Chase, USA Today Sports. This is a sports writer. Okay? Tim Tebow has canceled a scheduled appearance at the Dallas megachurch of Robert Jeffress, the controversial pastor whose views on other religions and homosexuality have drawn outrage in recent years. Okay. I lost it. There it is. The New York Jets backup quarterback, will likely be traded or released soon. Was scheduled to deliver two sermons on April 28th at the new $130 million building at First Baptist Dallas Church. The church boasts more than 11,000 congregants. That's insane. I mean, in a good way, that's crazy. On Thursday, he tweeted – sorry, that was my commentary, not the article. On Thursday, he tweeted that he would no longer honor the commitment. He didn't specifically say why he was canceling – but alluded to the controversy surrounding his appearance. This is Tim Tebow now. While I was looking forward to sharing a message of hope and Christ's unconditional love with the faithful members of the historic First Baptist Church of Dallas in April, due to new information that has been brought to my attention, I have decided to cancel my upcoming appearance. I will continue to use the platform God has blessed me with to bring faith, hope, and love to all those needing a brighter day. Thank you for all your love and support. God bless. Back to the article. First Baptist Church responded to Tebow's cancellation in a statement. Mr. Tebow called Dr. Jeffress Wednesday evening saying that for personal and professional reasons, he needed to avoid controversy at this time, but would like to come to First Baptist Dallas to speak at a future date. Now here's where it gets interesting. Jeffress has made news for his critiques of other religions and lifestyles. The pastor said Muslims practice a religion that came from the depths of hell and promote pedophilia. In his eyes, Mormonism is a cult that should have disqualified Mitt Romney from the 2012 election. The pastor's also very much against homosexuality. Quote, it is perverse and represents a degradation of a person's mind, Jeffress has said. Now, this is a line that they changed. The original article said, and I did not copy it, this is from my memory. Instead of saying the pastor is also very much against homosexuality, which 99% of pastors are or should be because the Bible is, the original comment was, the pastor's views on homosexuality are equally, I want to say, Neanderthal or archaic or something to that effect, like ridiculous and, I wish they still had this up because I can't remember the exact word. Point is, it was a total, it was a hate statement from the sports writer about the archaic or, it's not archaic, but it's a stronger form of that, about this pastor. This has nothing to do with Tim Tebow. It has nothing to do with sports. And he thinks it's his place to not only comment on, make his view known that he disagrees with the pastor, but insults him. And this is how the media does it. Because even if you are, a soft opponent, this wears on your mind. And you're going to eventually think, well, if you know, this smart sports guy even says it, then I have to rethink things, right? That's the message. It's almost over. There's another instance of the bias here. Jeffress, pastor, here it is. As a Christian pastor, Dr. Jeffress takes it, this is a quote from the church. As a Christian pastor, Dr. Jeffress takes a biblical approach to moral and social issues, closely following his duty to preach the whole counsel of God and not just address issues that are politically correct. First Baptist statement read. My comment on that is, thank you. That's exactly what you should do. In the article concludes, Tebow's planned visit had drawn intense criticism. Rick Chandler of Off the Bench suggests Tebow's appearance is a tacit endorsement of Jeffress's beliefs. Mike Bianchi of the Orlando Sentinel said Tebow risked losing his credibility if he appeared at the church. First of all, who the heck are these people? Why do we care what they think? Why do we care what they say? Again, it's to buttress the opinion of this USA Today author. To his credit, Tebow seems to have responded to the uproar with a principled stand against Jeffress and did so without creating more controversy. Some might say his polite cancellation didn't go far enough. Well, who do you think some, this is me again, some might say? One of the some is this author, is this writer. The polite cancellation didn't go far enough. He could have bailed on the pastor and issued a strong statement against his beliefs, but that's not Tebow's way. This simple gesture is an effective rebuke of intolerance. Really? Is that what you got, pal? Mr. Chase? Is that what you got out of this cancellation? It's a rebuke of intolerance? What do you know? Who knows? I dare one person to come up and tell me what Tim Tebow's opinion on homosexual relationships or Islam or Mormonism is. I guarantee you don't know because he doesn't talk about it. Not that I've heard. And I'm a sports fan and follow the culture and I'm a conservative and I'm a Christian. So in all these spheres, you would think I would have heard it by now. But oh well. All right, enough about that. Will you please? This is Things Not Seen, but let me tell you about Soldiers of Patriotism. Conservatives like us like things to be predictable, dependable, and reliable. Like the true anchors that they are, Mr. Michael Smith and Bing Fisher still roll out Soldiers of Patriotism every Sunday, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central Time. It wouldn't be conservativenationradio.org without Michael B. and Uncle Bing, now would it? So don't miss our signature flagship show, Soldiers of Patriotism, Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. Now, let me tell you about LifeLock. You've heard it, I'm sure, on other stations as well. The reason is conservativenationradio.org is extremely proud to be be associated with this, the most effective identity security and credit monitoring service that there is. It's called LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. So to protect your identity with LifeLock, go to conservativenationradio.org and click on the LifeLock banner, conservativenationradio.org, and click on the LifeLock banner, and we will be back right after this.
Things not seen.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration, and that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811. PCSforAutomation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden...
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the 5 signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
Don't wait. Call 911 immediately.
Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Things Not Seen has returned.
Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
Welcome back indeed. 718-305-7176 is the phone number. 718-305-7176 is the number to reach me, Manti, your host of Things Not Seen. This is my radio show, and I'm proud to bring it to you on the Conservative Nation Radio Network. Please visit us, conservativenationradio.org, and tell all your friends. Also, Facebook, just like us and share us and join in the conversation there as well. It's facebook.com/Conservative Nation Radio, and my own Facebook page at Things Not Seen Show. Things Not Seen Show. Okay. CNR Show on Twitter at CNR Show. Things Not Seen hashtag. Please use that. Or if you want to email me instead, it's Christopher@conservativenationradio.org. All righty. That'll work. TrinityMediaOnline.com is a sponsor of my program. And of course, Traditional American Movement. .com, our partners. Please go there as well. 49 after the hour already. Things Not Seen with you. Till 11, like every Friday night. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for spending your evening or morning or next evening or whenever you're listening to me on delay or recording podcast, however you want to term it. Thank you. Thank you for that. Very much appreciated. So, I wanted to get into some gun stuff. Eric Boyd from Campaign for Liberty will be calling us at some point tonight. Look forward to that very much. For the time being, I don't know if you saw this. This is tremendous. Columbine. I'm sure you'll remember, unless you're too young, unbelievably, Columbine High School was the scene of a horrific shooting incident by some crazy students in the 1990s, during which time, by the way, the last assault weapons, quote-unquote, ban was in effect in America. Didn't bother them. These two crazy idiots went in and shot up their classmates. And, of course, this created a big outcry for, do something, do something. Okay, well, the Columbine, one of the kids who survived that, his name is Evan Todd. He penned an open letter to the President of the United States this week. He offered a point-by-point analysis of proposed firearms control initiatives, dismissing them as ineffective and dangerous to Americans' rights. Now, here is the letter. This is from a young man, Evan Todd, who lived through Columbine personally. He was there. He was in the school. Happened to his friends. This is the letter. Mr. President, as a student who was shot and wounded during the Columbine massacre, I have a few thoughts on the current gun debate. In regard to your gun control initiatives, one, universal background checks. First, a universal background check will have many devastating effects. It will arguably have the opposite effect of what you propose. If adopted, criminals will know they cannot pass a background check legally, so they will resort to other avenues. With the conditions being set by this initiative, it will create a large black market for weapons and will support more criminal activity and funnel additional money into the hands of thugs, criminals, and people who will do harm to American citizens. Second, universal background checks will create a huge bureaucracy that will cost an enormous amount of taxpayer dollars and will straddle us with more debt. We cannot afford it now, let alone create another function of government that will have a huge monthly bill attached to it. Third, is a universal background check system possible without universal gun registration? If so, please define it for us. Universal registration can easily be used for universal confiscation. I'm not implying at all that you, sir, would try such a measure, but we do need to think about our actions through the lens of time. It's not impossible to think that a tyrant like the likes of Mao, Castro, Che, Hitler, Stalin, Mussolini, and others could possibly rise to power in America. It could be 5, 10, 20, or 100 years from now, but future generations have the natural right to protect themselves from tyrannical government just as much as we currently do. Is it safe to assume that this liberty that our forefathers secured has been a thorn in the side of would-be tyrants ever since the Second Amendment was adopted? Two, ban on military-style assault weapons. The evidence is very clear pertaining to the inadequacies of the assault weapons ban. Excuse me. It had little to no effect when it was in place from 1994 to 2004. It was during that time that I personally witnessed two fellow students murder 12 of my classmates and one teacher. The assault weapons ban did not deter these two murderers, nor did the other 30-something laws that they broke. Gun ownership is at an all-time high, and although tragedies like Columbine and Newtown are exploited by ideologues and special interest lobbying groups, crime is at an all-time low. The people have spoken. Gun store shelves have been emptied. Gun shows are breaking attendance records. Gun manufacturers are sold out and backordered. Shortages on ammo and firearms are countrywide. The American people have spoken and are telling you that our Second Amendment shall not be infringed. Next, 10-round limit for magazines. Virginia Tech was the site of the deadliest school shooting in U.S. history. Shuang Hai Cho used two of the smallest caliber handguns manufactured and a handful of 10-round magazines. There are no substantial facts that prove that limited magazines would make any difference at all. Second, this is just another law that endangers law-abiding citizens. I've heard you ask, why does someone need 30 bullets to kill a deer? Let me ask you this. Why would you prefer criminals to have the ability to outgun law-abiding citizens? Under this policy, criminals will still have their 30-round magazines, but the average American will not. Whose side are you on? Ouch. That was my commentary. Lastly, when did the government get into the business of regulating needs? This is yet another example of government overreaching and straying from its intended purpose. Next, selling to criminals. Mr. President, these are your words. And finally, Congress needs to help rather than hinder law enforcement as it does its job. We should get tougher on people who buy guns for the express purpose of turning around and selling them to criminals. And we should be severely punish everybody who helps them do this. Why don't we start with Eric Holder and thoroughly investigate Fast and Furious program?
Don't!
Furthermore, the vast majority of these mass murderers brought their weapons legally and jumped through all the hoops because they were determined to murder. Adding more hoops and red tape will not stop these types of people. It doesn't now, so what makes you think it will in the future? Criminals who cannot buy guns legally just resort to the black market. Criminals and murderers will always find a way. And finally, critical examination. Mr. President, in theory, your initiatives and proposals sound warm and fuzzy, but in reality, they are far from what we need. Your initiatives seem to punish law-abiding American citizens and enable the murderers, thugs, and other lowlives who wish to do harm to others. Let me be clear. These ideas are the worst possible initiatives if you seriously care about saving lives and also upholding your oath of office.
Ooh.
There is no dictate, law, or regulation that will stop bad things from happening, and you know that. Yet, you continue to push the rhetoric. Why? You said, if we can just save one person, it is worth it. Well, here are a few ideas that will save more than one individual. First, forget all of your current initiatives and 23 proposed executive orders. They will do nothing more than impede the law-abiding citizens and breach the intent of the Constitution. Each initiative steals freedom, grants more power to an already overreaching government, and empowers and enables criminals to run amok. Second, press Congress to repeal the Gun-Free Zone Act. Don't allow America's teachers and students to be endangered one day more. Amen to this, by the way. These parents and teachers have the natural right to defend themselves and not be looked at as criminals. There is no reason teachers must disarm themselves to perform their jobs. There is also no reason a parent or volunteer should be disarmed when they cross the school line. This is your chance to correct history and restore liberty. The simple act of restoring freedom will deter would-be murderers, and those who will try, they will be met with resistance. Mr. President, do the right thing. Restore freedom and save lives. Show the American people that you stand with them and not with thugs and criminals. Respectfully, severely concerned citizen Evan Todd. Woo! Good stuff. Good. Real good stuff. Poignant and correct. I mean, it's just correct. We've got to take this gun-free zone idea out of here, don't we? I mean, are there the votes to do it? I doubt it. Again, the left hates the Second Amendment. Some of them are honest in saying they want it repealed. And by the way, this stretches across, it's not just your typical left winger, but there are who you would think would be right wingers, like religious folks, also saying this. So that's not good. But that is the goal, and always was, right? They just don't like it. They don't like guns in general, but they really don't like it because it empowers the individual citizen. And that's the bottom line with that. Can't control people who are armed. Can't tell them what to do, basically. And that's the bottom line of it. So, keep your powder clean, rhetorically speaking, and non-rhetorically. 59. After the hour, we're halfway done here on Things Not Seen. My phone number is 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176. Manti, your host, is here with you for another hour. please give me a call or chat. Stop by, email, Christopher@conservativenationradio.org. And we hope you enjoy it. Coming up next hour, got a special guest calling in, Campaign for Liberty. I'll update on the quote-unquote war on women, the real war on women, who's waging it. And I'm really looking forward to this Bible science study thing on extra dimensions and unseen things all around us, the truly things that are not seen. So we will be back on Things Not Seen right after this.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Foreclosure is hard on every member of the family, but your family is not alone. If you're struggling with your mortgage, there is help. To learn about the government's Making Home Affordable program, visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE to speak to a HUD-approved housing counselor. It's free of charge. Visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE today. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, NeighborWorks America, and the Ad Council.
Chat 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176, Conservative Nation Radio Network. Visit us, please, early and often, conservativenationradio.org. Follow us on Twitter at CNR Show. Hashtag there, CNR Show. Also, hashtag Things Not Seen. Facebook, Conservative Nation Radio, and Things Not Seen Show. TraditionalAmericanMovement.com. Please remember to go there. And broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios tonight, TrinityMediaOnline.com at Trin Media. Twitter, thank you very much for listening. And again, please give me a call. You can talk about what I'm talking about or something completely different. Try to throw me off. I don't care. Go for it. Visit the chat room. Email me, Christopher@conservativenationradio.org. Okay, 4 minutes after 10 now on the East Coast of the United States. And here till 11, like every Friday night. Thanks for spending your night with me or whatever time you're listening to me on recording. Thank you. So this the scariest thing in this world, as we found out from the election this past cycle is, you know it, the war on women. Yep, it's been raging and raging now for months and months. Well, you probably heard about this if you're paying attention at all in the conservative circles, but if you haven't, this is some sick stuff. Some of it's hilarious, some of it's disgusting, it's all insulting. So let's get serious. Okay, Colorado Democrat. This is an actual elected official, Colorado House of Representatives. Somebody elected this dude. Even if you feel like you might get raped, you may not. So no guns for you. This is how Mary Catherine Hamm puts it in Hot Air. Here's Mr. Joe Salazar, state rep for Colorado. And guys, this is not an isolated opinion. This is a widespread left-wing opinion. Every college campus teaches this. The question is, why can't a woman carry a gun on campus to protect herself from being raped? This is why we have call boxes. It's why we have safe zones. It's why we have the whistles. Because you just don't know who you're going to be shooting at. Because as you know, the female body continues to or ceases to use the eyeball when an attacker approaches. And once the finger starts pulling the trigger, the eyesight just goes out. You cannot see who you're shooting at. But only the liberals know that. Okay, because you just don't know who you're going to be shooting at. And you don't know if you feel like you're going to be raped, or if you feel like someone's been following you around, or if you feel like you're in trouble when you may actually not be, that you pop out that gun and you pop around at somebody. let me try that again. You might pop out that gun and you pop around at somebody. Good. This is a good act. Should take this on the road for sure. As the article says, well, after all, you might not get raped. In Salazar's world, not only are women incapable of defending themselves against a physical threat, they are incapable of even identifying a physical threat and should therefore be deprived of the ability to try. I guess if you're raped, there's the safe zone. Look, I remember being in college. They had big walks, Take Back the Night, they called it, where women and men, of course, would go out late at night to, you know, say that we're not going to be afraid to go out at night. And that's cool and all. You shouldn't be afraid. But then real life intrudes, and you find out that rapists don't care about safe zones. Safe zones? Why isn't the whole school a safe zone? I mean, what are we talking about here? Well, step out of the zone and you're more likely to be raped or attacked. Whatever you do, don't start shooting. Because, you know, that's the worst thing that could happen, not you being raped. Oh, but wait, there's more. Oh, and so he apologized for his stupid, asinine comment. Or did he? This is typical non-apology. Here we go. I'm sorry if I offended anyone. Right there, that tells you he's not apologizing. He's only apologizing for the offense that others would take at his statement. He still believes everything he said. That was absolutely not my intention. So, as an aside, me personally, your host, Manti, I would love to be in a position one day where I make a statement that's so controversial that everyone pays attention to it, and I have to apologize for offending someone after. That means you made the big time, especially for right-wingers. You made the big time. If you have to apologize for offending someone, you did it right. Anyhow, this guy continues, we're having a public policy debate on whether or not guns make people safer on campus. I don't believe they do. That was the point I was trying to make. If anyone thinks I'm not sensitive to the dangers women face, they're wrong. I'm deeply sorry if I offended anyone with the comments. Ugh. Okay. Here is, stay in Colorado now. This is the University of Colorado's advice for women under attack. This is honest to God, true. This is what the university tells. And this, things like this are repeated all over the country. Every state in the union, I'm sure you could find colleges that have this type of guideline for women, for students. Ready? Are you sitting down? Remember, this is women being attacked, potentially raped. Guns have nothing to do with any of these suggestions. Here is your liberal college, far left institution's way of brainwashing you. This is how you react to an attack if you're a woman. Be realistic about your ability to protect yourself, huh? Whatever that means. Okay, two, your instinct may be to scream. Go ahead. It may startle your attacker and give you an opportunity to run away. Your instinct may be to scream. Hmm. Yeah, I was saying that's a good thing to do. Kick off your shoes. And if you have time and can't run in them, kick off your shoes. What, are we going dancing or are we going to be about to be raped? What the hell is this? Okay. Next. Don't take time to look back. Just get away. What? Are they talking to people with no? So how do these people make it into college if you don't know that you run away and scream and take your heels off if you can't run in them? All right, anyway, so this is just insulting intelligence so far. If your life is in danger, passive resistance may be your best defense. I don't have a daughter, but I'm going to tell this to my sons too. I'm going to tell them whoever says the word passive resistance, ignore them. I don't know what that means. It's a contradiction. How do you resist something? A physical attack. How do you resist that passively? Just, what does that mean? Put your hands over your face and hope it goes away? I mean, this is the stupidest thing I ever heard. Okay, next. Tell your attacker that you... Oh, my God. Again, I have to laugh or I'm going to cry. Tell your attacker that you have a disease or are menstruating. Uh-huh. Yeah. Next, vomiting or urinating may also convince the attacker to leave you alone. Again, this I have to do this. If you don't laugh, your head might explode. All right, let's just finish this list. Yeah, yelling, hitting or biting may give you a chance to escape. Do it. Huh. What do you know? This is after you urinate on yourself, make yourself throw up, but hope you have your period and tell them you have AIDS. Understand that some actions on your part might lead to more harm. I'm thinking that fighting back and being loud and having a gun probably won't lead to more harm. I'm playing the odds on that one. Remember, every emergency situation is different. Only you can decide which action is most appropriate. What does that mean? Comment from the writer, I'll close with this. Only you can decide which action is appropriate. Yeah, that is unless you'd like to use a projectile more potent than vomit, in which case, settle down, little missy, you can't be trusted. That's it. That nails it. I mean, it's sick, it's perverted, it's disgusting. I can't believe people actually teach girls this. But don't have a gun, whatever you do. Just pee on yourself. Now, the leftist media would like conservatives like us to think we're just a few lonely voices in the wilderness, right? Do not be fooled. Americans that identify themselves as conservatives outnumber liberals 2-1, according to numerous polls, even those taken by liberals. If you respect traditional American values, there's a place for you to call home on the internet. It's called traditionalamericanmovement.com, or TradAM, as we call it. TraditionalAmericanMovement.com is the place where real conservatives can meet up without turf wars. We know we're prone to that. This has none of it. There you can find out what's new in the conservative community. So join up, find out what's happening, and be part of the conservative revolution, all on TraditionalAmericanMovement.com. That's TraditionalAmericanMovement.com. I hope to see you there soon. TradAM is, of course, a liberal free website. And we'll be back right after this.
Things not seen.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with a hoop earring?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Internet's official rhino hunting safari.
Program every Friday till 11 p.m. Eastern. Now it's 10:19. Thanks for sticking with me. 718-305-7176 is the number. 718-305-7176. Thanks for rocking with me and putting up with my mind. As always, I appreciate your listening, calling, chatting, spreading the word. All great stuff. So thank you very much for doing that. Things Not Seen. We'll be here every Friday with you. hopefully to educate, inform, enlighten, entertain, make you laugh, make you cry, make you do something, get up off your butt. No, please don't. Please, right now, just stay there. Unless you're like podcasting me and exercising, something like that. That's pretty awesome. If you are doing that, and I just said that, probably blew your mind right there. You're welcome. 10:20 right now. Please give me a call, 718-305-7176, or email christopher@conservativenationradio.org. Visit us, conservativenationradio.org, Facebook, Twitter, everywhere. Okay, great. Thank you. Something I want to share with you right now is something I really, really like. Really looking forward to it. I blogged about it this week. It's something I've written about a few times over the years. I'm an amateur writer. And brings together two things that seem to a lot of people to be opposites, but they're not. They're explaining the exact same phenomenon. And I want you to really, really think about this. Hopefully you're nice and relaxed and in your recliner and whatnot. Do some deep thinking here for a second, all right? The name of this program is Things Not Seen. Of course, that comes from the Bible in Hebrews chapter 11. But I wanted to expound on that a little bit. What does that mean exactly? What is a thing that's not seen? Is it just a poetic verse? Is it something more than that? Does something actually exist that you can't see? Well, first of all, yes. if you're a religious believer at all, if you believe there's a God, then of course you'd say, yes, I can't see God right now, but I know he's there. Or I believe he's there somewhere. And Christians get even more details, frankly, in the New Testament. Not many people actually bother to look into it. You know what I'm saying? They kind of just, if you excuse the expression, take it on faith. But I think God wants to, you know, he gave us a brain for a reason, and you're not supposed to check your brain at the door when you accept the Lord. So really think on this. For those who have taken interest in physics over the years, this is easier to comprehend probably, but give it a shot, okay? Here's the basic question. Where is God? Where is Jesus right now? If you believe he is resurrected and will return, then where is he? Or Satan, for that matter. Where are our dead loved ones? They're not, I mean, if you believe that there's a soul, then they're not in a hole in the ground. They're not buried out at sea. They're not blowing through the wind as ashes. Where are they? And where are the angels and demons? How could the prophets of the Bible see the future? Ever think of that? Well, yes, God showed them. Okay, but there's a method. There's a way. There's an explanation about how that happened. Okay, so where are these things? Where are these things that we can't see? How were prophets seeing things that didn't happen yet? You can call it heaven. You can call it string theory, if you're in physics. Basically, it's the truth of all the unseen all around us. Here's what you have to remember. We see the world in three dimensions, length, width, and height. We perceive the fourth dimension, which is time. We can't see time, but we know it's there. We measure it. It's another measurement. A dimension is a measurement of something that's there. Things are very big, things are very small, but you measure them all in the same ways. Okay, so we live in three dimensions. We perceive the fourth dimension, time, fine. But what if there were more than four? What if there were six or even seven more dimensions beyond the fourth that we can't see? That's exactly what the string theory of quantum relativity tells us in physics, that there are 6 or 7 more unseen dimensions right now next to you, all around you. Physics is the language of the universe. It's how we understand it, okay? In other words, are we listening to what it is teaching us? I don't want to go into all the specifics, although you can. It's very enlightening and helpful and super cool. Things like Kerr singularities, K-E-R-R, Kerr, the Calabi-Yau manifold, C-A-L-A-B-I-Y-A-U manifold, brain cosmology, Kaluza-Klein theory, etc. You look all that stuff up, but they are well worth your while if you're interested in learning more. Okay, so that's physics. That's what it teaches right now. Is the more we go on, the more obvious and apparent that these other dimensions are. They have to exist for the universe to exist the way it does. It's a mathematical fact that certain things in this universe can't exist without these other dimensions. So what does the Bible have to say about it? What? The Bible talks about unseen dimensions? That's crazy, Manti. It's not crazy. It's right there. Genesis 18 and 19, there's a story about Abraham when he and Sarah actually met the Lord. This is, okay, theologically this is Jesus, okay? But anyway, and the Lord appeared to him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door of the heat in the heat of the day, and he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, 3 men stood by him. In other words, Abraham saw 3 men. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground and said, "My Lord, now I have found favor in thy sight. Pass not away, pray thee, from thy servant." Pass not away. What does that mean? Don't disappear. And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom. This is later in the chapter. There's 2 men that were with God, the Lord, went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. In other words, the Lord stayed. This is the Lord. Okay? Right there on the earth talking to Abraham. And there came 2 angels to Sodom at even. And Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them and bowed himself with his face toward the ground. In other words, we have the Lord himself and 2 helpers, 2 angels, 2 witnesses, call them what you will. They're with him a lot, as you'll see. They just appeared. Abraham said, "Please don't disappear like that, please. I want to talk to you. This is great. Please hang out." All right, that's example 1. And, of course, if you know your Bible, you know Genesis 19 is the story of Sodom and how the men of Sodom sought to, quote-unquote, know them, those 2 angels or messengers or men that showed up to know them. Do you know what to know someone biblically is? I think you know. That's why God was mad at Sodom, okay? A lot of that knowing going on between men. And do I dare to broach the next subject? I'm already at the end of my time with this segment. I apologize. 10:29 now. I guess I should take a break first, and then we'll get into the rest of this. See how it goes by so fast? Okay, that was just the first. There are many, many other examples I'm going to get into here. 718-305-7176 is the number. 718-305-7176. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Are you tired of your hard-earned money going to support liberal and progressive enterprises? I know I am. That's why I shop at thethirdlantern.com. This conservative marketplace ensures that your money is well spent and supports conservative entrepreneurs dedicated to making their products here in America. Look, I'm a business owner. I know how hard it can be to get your product out there. Get on his vendors list, and it will help your sales. I have had his barbecue sauce. It is amazing. Check out the website, thethirdlantern.com. That's the number 3, RD, lantern.com. Send your liberal friends there and tell them Higg and Resch sent you. Thethirdlantern.com. Put your money where your ideology is.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a 5, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
If you're wondering where Rush goes to do his show prep, you found it.
Things Not Seen has returned.
Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
Dee, welcome back. 718-305-7176. 718-305-7176. Things Not Seen is the radio program you're listening to. I am Manti, your host. Only 30 minutes left all of a sudden in my show. This is crazy talk. I'm in right in the middle of this Things Not Seen. So let's go to church. All right, let's keep this rolling here, shall we? We just talked about Genesis. 2 Chronicles 32 says, "Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him, for there be more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles." Think about that. And the same thing would come up in 2 Kings. Fear not, for they that be with us are more than that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, behold, a mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Interesting. It didn't say it was up in the sky. It didn't say these great armies had to be called in. They were there. They were already there on the mountain, all around them. But they just couldn't see it. The Lord had to remove that boundary from that veil. Also 2 Kings chapter 2, and it came to pass, again talking about now a chariot of fire. What's that? It came to pass as they went on and talked, behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire and parted them both asunder, separating Elijah and Elisha. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, "My father, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof." And he saw him no more. Chariot of fire went up by the whirlwind and saw him no more. Appeared, boom, great big fiery something or other, boom, disappear. Okay, just keep that in mind. Now, the book of Ezekiel is incredibly detailed about this, these whirlwinds and the chariots of fire and all this stuff. Most people get completely confused or have no idea what to make of this. But you have 4 separate chapters in Ezekiel talk about this. I'll read an excerpt. This is chapter 1, 3, 10, and 11. I'll talk about it. Ezekiel, check it out. "And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it. And out of the midst thereof was the color of amber out of the midst of the fire. Also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures. And this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. And for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like the burning coals of fire and the appearance of lamps, and went up and down among the living creatures. Fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. And the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. The appearance of the wheels and the work was likened to the color of a barrel. And they had four, they four had one likeness in their appearance and their work, as it were, a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Wheels within wheels. Picture that imagery, okay? Picture that. A wheel in the middle of another wheel. See what your mind comes up with. But this deserves intense study. Daniel, chapter 10. After 6 days, Daniel 10. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia, who's talking here? Sorry, let me set this up. This is, depending on your point of view, either God himself or an archangel of some kind, a supernatural being is saying this to Daniel. The prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. What is this about? And where is this happening? Kings of Persia. Persia is modern-day Iran. Okay? Where is this supernatural guy who's going to battle? Who can resist or withstand archangels or God himself? Again, where is this happening? It's happening, but no one can see it. That's the point. Let's go to the New Testament. Matthew 17 and Mark 9 both relate this. After 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up to a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with them. Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus, who now is transfigured. Behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." Now again, since you just read this Old Testament verses, some of this should really stand out to you. How bright everything was, how fiery everything looked. A bright cloud, again, this cloud is back, overshadowing them. Think about this, folks. What does this mean? Why was Jesus transfigured, and all of a sudden, as he was transfigured, that means it looks differently, right? He was talking with Moses and Elijah. Moses and Elijah had been dead for quite a while. And Elijah, as you just heard, was taken up in one of these chariots of fire. Okay? Keep thinking. Keep thinking on this. Luke chapter 16 says, "Between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that that which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence." Again, this is in the middle, that one verse is in the middle of a greater explanation. It's called Lazarus and the Rich Man. Jesus told it. This is heaven that he's describing. So, okay, there's a gulf in heaven. A gulf is a divide. It's an abyss. It's a crack. It's a barrier which cannot be passed. When you die, you're on one side of the gulf or the other. Again, where is this? And where is this? John chapter 20. This is the resurrection. Look carefully at this. Mary stood without at the sepulcher weeping. As she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulcher and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. And then Jesus said to her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. Then that same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst. I kind of jumped around there in that chapter. Things to take out of this. A, those two guys are back, those two angels. They're with Jesus as he's resurrecting. Even though he's resurrected, Jesus says to Mary Magdalene, don't touch me, for I'm not yet ascended to my Father. Then later that day, he came back and the disciple, oh, by the way, walked through the door, a closed door, walked through the wall. And then the disciples did touch him. Remember? He said, put your hands in my side and my hands. The holes in my hands and the stab wound at the side and all that stuff. What's that about? Why couldn't he be touched even post-resurrection before he ascended to his Father? But then he came back into the room, walked through the wall. Makes you think a little. It should make you think a lot. Continuing, Acts, the book of Acts. This is Jesus' ascension. When he's spoken these things, they beheld he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why do you stand up gazing into the heaven? The same Jesus which was taken up from you into heaven shall so come in likewise manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. These same two dudes are back, and the cloud is back, and the transportation mode is back. Where did Jesus go? Where did these two guys come from all of a sudden? Where did they go to all of a sudden? And again, this is telling you that Jesus is coming back in that way. Let's continue. Acts, again, chapter 8. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more. This is Philip who's going across the countryside, converting folks, and he baptized this one guy, loves the Lord now, and baptized him. All of a sudden, he's gone. Literally disappears. Whoosh, gone. And he ended up in a town miles away. Again, where did he go? How did that happen? Romans, Paul tries to explain it in Romans. The invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. The invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. This to me tells you about, this is talking about physics and how you understand the invisible, that they're there. The proof of the things you can see are the things that are not seen. Again, 2 Corinthians 4. While we look at not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary. But the things which are not seen are eternal. Right? Okay, just think on that. And we're almost done here. I just want to finish this segment out. Hebrews 11, of course. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. The elders, meaning the Old Testament. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Straightforward, right? Revelation chapter 12, and there was war in heaven,
Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. I just wanted to mention that in passing. There's a battle, a war in heaven. Are we going to see that? Are we going to feel it? Some folks say that's happened already. I say no, it has not happened yet. So watch out. Okay? I hope you enjoyed that. I'll address this a little more here if you'd like at the other side of the break. But for right now, I'll take a quick break. Be back in just a moment.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I'm 19 years old, and this is how I live United. I've always been kind of a computer geek, and I found a way to use those skills to help the homeless in my community. For people facing hard times, computer skills and a basic resume are so important. It may seem like a small thing, but it makes a huge difference in people's lives. So with United Way, I created a program where I work with the homeless. Together, we go through their whole job history, write a resume, and then save it on their very own USB drive. We provide workbooks and training certificates. I even budgeted for cupcakes so we can celebrate as a class when one of our people gets a job. That's huge. When somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." That's what living United feels like to me. My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
I'm pressed to make no law, respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or restricting the freedom of the peace, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
Welcome back. Things Not Seen. My last segment all of a sudden, 10:47 p.m. And thanks for joining me, 718-305-7176. And actually, I have a caller on the line right now. I apologize for the hold time, but we are live on the air right now. I believe I know who this is. Welcome to Things Not Seen, sir.
Oh, man, Ty, it's just me, Ben. Uncle Ben from Soldiers of Patriotism, heard on Sundays every week here.
My favorite uncle.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Well, you are, and I appreciate you calling. Let's set up the show here on Sunday. You guys are like the mothership. So what's going on this week?
Well, let me first say, man, you were getting heavy. I was getting into that. I mean, you know, I love this mix of heavy metal and all this kind of stuff. I wanted to say too that, that through faith, you know, we understand all things, okay, I think. It's not always there for everybody to see, you know, for Christians to comprehend or understand, but it's there. It's out there, and it's people like you that are actually promoting this and getting this out there and putting it in a way that is really, just fantastic to us. It makes us think.
Thanks, man. Thanks a lot.
Oh, you know, no problem. When we think, you know, we develop things. But, yeah, a great, great show. And this Sunday we got Tom Hoffling, president of America's Party. If you're kind of tired of the GOP, you might want to check this show out. You know, it's just a citizen-led campaign to save America, you know, and the American Party purpose. So we're going to have him on. We all also are going to have A.J. Retzig on, the author of Freedom Redo. And look, you know, it, as long as we believe in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, we can return the ideas that made this country great. And I agree with that, don't you?
Absolutely. That's why we're doing what we're doing, right? Because if we gave up, then we would stop caring. We can't do that.
No, that's right. That's totally correct, man. That's absolutely right. And we also got a special guest coming up, and I know you're a heavy metal guy, but
yes.
But we got maybe Charlie Daniels coming on our show.
He's cool. He's approved.
Yeah, he's a definite conservatist, and look for him on an upcoming interview. We're just trying to figure out how to do that right now, but we got some great stuff coming up, man, on this whole Conservative Nation radio network. And you're doing great things. Everybody else is doing great things, and we all just need to pull together and get it done.
No doubt. Thank you, Uncle Bing. I appreciate it very much, sir, and I will tune in on Sunday. Thanks for doing what you do.
Oh, thank you for doing what you do.
All right, sir. Take care. Have a good one, man. Good.
You too, man. Good night.
All right, good night. All right, Uncle Bing Fisher, everybody. Please, please listen to Soldiers of Patriotism this Sunday. Terrific show. Him and Michael Smith are a tremendous duo and really entertaining stuff. And they get the best guests. I mean, I don't know how they get all these these people. Charlie Daniels, that's tremendous. I don't have to I don't have to be into the music to appreciate the artist and the stand that he's taking. And hey, come on, come on. You know, we're on the same team. Although I would love to get Ted Nugent on. I wonder if there's a way I could do that. There's always a way. Busy guy, though, Mr. Nugent. He's more my style. Ted Nugent, man. Damn Yankees. Remember he was in that band? I have that. I have one of their albums, so I can say I'm a fan. Great guy. Anyway, listen to our flagship. You know, like I say, there would be no network at all without Soldiers of Patriotism on Sundays. And that is true. Absolutely true. So please tune in. That is 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central Time. So 4 o'clock Eastern Time, Sunday. No football, so tune in. Great time. And all our shows, we've got Women Patriots with Brenda Ward, Barbara Buffing. That's on Tuesdays at 7. And even if you're a man, you can listen. You can even call. They let you do that. They're very awesome like that. Warrior Catholic Show. Chris Ricketts, he's a former Marine and very committed Catholic guy. Super duper family. That's Wednesdays at 7. He's been doing his show quite a while and decided to join our network, and very happy about that. And the Sound of Freedom with virtual celebrities here, Carl Higbee and Resh, his partner. That's every Thursday at 7. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at 7. Of course, you got Soldier Patriotism Sunday, and then Monday, which I'm about to tell you about here. It's Radio Free America. Now, he's looking for all the fellow members of the Joe McCarthy fan club. This is Duke Brooks, the man. Duke the man Brooks. Join him on conservativenationradio.org Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, for Radio Free America. Now, Duke lists anti-communist among his hobbies, which is probably why NBC didn't hire him to do anything, much less fly a national network news helicopter. But if you love history, politics, flying, and the occasional reference to people like Whitaker Chambers, then check out Duke Brooks, Radio Free America, Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. And please do. So that's our entire lineup. Well worth the listen and spreading the word about it. Like I say, the best thing about this internet radio thing is you don't even have to be available at the time of broadcast. You won't be able to participate, granted, which is the best part, I think, whether it's a phone call or chat, Twitter, whatever, email. But you can always listen whenever you want, anytime, 24/7. You miss an episode, boom, there it is, conservativenationradio.org. As a matter of fact, I make it a habit now, at the latest by the next morning, the next day, 24 hours, to
to put my latest episode up there. So, yeah, I'm sorry about that, technical difficulties, to put my latest episode on the air on conservativenationradio.org. You will see it there. And that'll be available whenever you want. So you have the luxury of that. So again, just review tonight. Talked about a whole bunch of stuff. A lot of gun stuff and Columbine survivor talking to the president. This absurd directives for women that you can't use a gun if you're going to be raped. You can pee on yourself and throw up. Pretend you have your period. All these ingenious ideas. Tim Tebow and his cancellation on this quote-unquote controversial church and the way the media spins and indoctrinates you through that, even through the sports pages, which is ridiculous. And we just finished a little sort of a study. I don't really want to call it a study, but just kind of bringing you to your attention things about other dimensions and things that are not seen all around us. Science backs it up, and the Bible talks about it a lot. And we started off with this sequestration nonsense. I really hope by the time I come on the air next week that nothing has happened still and that there's no kind of bargain or a redo or a backtrack or any change. I want maximum cuts right now and then some more. And then entire agencies, and then the income tax to go away. All this stuff would start to get our house in order. It would really, really fix a lot of things. But it's not the only thing. The culture is the most important thing, where you have to fight evil at every turn. And, you know, for me personally, why I've started this company called Trinity Media. The three most important things to me is to abolish abortion, abolish, like in constitutional amendment, abolish. There's no other way to go about it. And until people start demanding it and realizing that they are an abolitionist and start saying it, then it's going to be impossible to get anything done. You have to know what you believe, speak it, and get action to come from it. Okay. Number two, Sharia law, opposing Sharia in every possible way, because they want to bring it here. I want to stop it in Europe. I want to stop it in every country, Middle East. I don't care. It shouldn't be anywhere, but especially here, because if America goes down, there's no other hope. We're the last chance. And then, of course, bringing to light Christian persecution throughout the world. The things that truly happen, the media will never, ever tell you. Because Christians are allowed to be mutilated, killed, imprisoned, shut down, intimidated, everything else. We know that. So those are my goals, and I hope you enjoyed my show this week. And I will see you next week at the same bat time, same bat channel. Love you. Remember, you do have a choice this day and every day. Who do you serve? Just remember that. Do good. Take care, folks. Thanks for listening. Have a great one. Now,